And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you that all-around swell guy, a man I'm proud to call my friend, one of the sweetest fellows that I've ever been associated with.
Hi, this is Keith, your host, and it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
Oh, you've grown up to be a handsome, curly-headed rascal, haven't you?
Well, thank you. The Retro Radio Podcast, the Internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
Speak to me, my chubby little Romeo. Tell me that you love me. Speak to me.
Always family-friendly, always good, clean fun.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they're more likely to scoff at the whole thing and put it down to imagination.
That, Doc, is a polite way of saying I'm unstable, mentally unbalanced.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
It's the place where new tech meets old tech and likes it.
Sometimes I wish I wasn't so young and beautiful.
Now located at retro-otr.com. Visit us today and leave us a comment.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna do it.
Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Our feature today will be My Favorite Husband, Liz Teaches the Samba. August 20th, 1948.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, Keith. We're trying to get back in the swing of things in our new year of 2011. And I hope we can stay on the ball with some things. We had some incidents in December where we had some over bandwidth things happening and on Podomatic. And actually, if you're catching the podcast there, that's probably the only place you may ever run into having an over bandwidth problem. Because if you're picking up our feed through the Libsyn.com RSS feed or through iTunes or through even Blueberry or the homepage or just about any other podcast feed that we post out there and distribute, you probably won't have that issue. It's just on Podomatic, and so I have to apologize for people who do catch us from there. And I do highly encourage you to check out our homepage, and you'll find a lot more features there besides the twice a week podcast that I do. And with that said, I just wanted to also point out, I have a new Tupperware affiliate link. Now, I have to say, this is may just be a short-term thing. It may only be there through the end of January 2011, and it may go away. This not a fully locked-on thing. It depends on the support of you, my podcast listeners. And the way you would support that is just click on it. You'll visit the shopping cart to purchase Tupperware products. And yes, Tupperware is still around. It's a product that's been around. In fact, if I recall right, the inventor that started this company on a GI Bill after he got out of World War II is the short story, and it grew from there. And besides the classic plastic bowls and storage containers that Tupperware has always had to offer, they now have an amazing line of kitchenware, some chef knives and cooking pans, some really interesting stuff. So what I'm trying to say is, by supporting purchases through that shopping cart, it will determine whether that link stays there or not. But I can say that it will be there through the end of January, but beyond that, it's up to you, the listeners, if it remains. Well, that's all I wanted to say for now. I don't have too much on my mind, so I'm going to turn this over to our Retrobots and take it away.
Thanks, Keith. Our first song is one from Betty Hutton.
To introduce our music, we have a special guest. Here's Dennis Humphreys from the Big Band Serenade Podcast.
If you enjoy listening to music from the Big Band era, please look for the Big Band Serenade on iTunes.
The Big Band Serenade can also be found at the Radio Memories Network.
Next up, Betty sings Dr. Lawyer Indian Chief.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. And neither doctor, lawyer, nor Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. And neither fish nor fowl, says a wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, no. slickest tricks, and every tick of a ticker ticks for you. Follow through. Tell the doctor to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
And confidentially, I confess, I sent a note to the local press that I'll be changing my home address for you. Follow through.
Tell the doctor to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face.
'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true. Cheek is mine, so to speak. Tell the
doctor
to stick to his practice. Tell the
lawyer
to settle his case. Send the
engine chief
and his Tommy Hawk back to Little Rain in the Face. Woo!
Hi, this is Keith. When you visit our homepage, just look over in the right-hand sidebar, and you'll see a couple ways how to navigate the page, but you'll also see some advertisers there. You can support our show by clicking on one of our sponsor links and supporting that sponsor. And doing that, you will support the Retro Radio Podcast, and we appreciate that support.
Hey, we still have some time. Here's the Hillbilly Boys. Back at Mama.
Top off the grandpa's table. I mean,
Podcast.
And his pal says, sure, and hands him one. The same thing happens on an aircraft carrier off the Philippines and in the fighting beyond Aachen. And then, too, people at home are
listening
more than ever before. Though, unfortunately and unavoidably, there will be times when your dealer has to say to you, sorry, no
Retro Radio Original Podcast
today when you ask for them. But remember this.
The Retro Radio Podcast.
Kind, cool, throat-easy mildness and
The Retro Radio Podcast.
Rich, full, fresh flavor. Make
The Retro Radio Podcast.
Worth asking for again the very next time you
need to listen to old-time radio. So visit retro-otr.com and listen today.
Now for our featured presentation.
A Lucille Ball. Yes, it's the Gay Family Series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers this morning, they're just ready to have breakfast.
Good morning, George.
Hey, what are you so gay about?
Because we're going to the Starlight Roof with the Rickies tonight. I've always wanted to go there.
Uh-oh. Was that tonight?
Yes, and I'm going to wear my brand new dress and a pair of... What do you mean, uh-oh, was that tonight?
Well, we can't go, Liz. Mr. Atterbury's coming over with Mr. Forsythe.
Oh, George, can't you put them off? Tell them you broke your leg or something.
Oh, sure. They wouldn't suspect anything when I walked into the bank in the morning.
Well, after we come home from the Starlight Roof, we can break your leg.
I'm sorry, honey. Mr. Forsythe is too important. He was just elected to the board of directors. You'll just have to call the Rickies and tell them we can't make it.
No.
Liz...
Baby, won't you think of me once?
Pouting won't get you any place. So just slide that lower lip back about a foot.
Baby, won't you think of me once?
Why don't you think of me once in a while? You know, all business isn't done in offices, Liz. There are more important things for women to do than taking care of the house and cooking and looking after children.
There are?
Well, I should say so. Hey, wait a minute. You have a maid to take care of the house, you don't know how to cook, and we don't have any children. Hey, what do you do all day anyway?
What do I do all day? Well, I like that. I spend the whole afternoon. Most of my time is taken up by... I'm going to call the Rickies.
That's better. And see how nice you can be to Mr. Forsythe this evening.
Oh, is he bringing his horsey wife and that jerky son of his along?
His wife's out of town. I don't know about his jerky son. Now, stop that, Liz. You'll get me in trouble.
He's sure to bring along some of those stale stories of his.
Yeah, and that's another thing. He fancies himself quite a storyteller, so laugh it up.
I'll laugh at everything but that story about the dog and cat. You know, the cat can't sing a note, the dog's a ventriloquist.
Yeah, Liz, he always tells that one. You have to give him some reaction.
I'll give him a reaction, all right, but it might not be the one you expect.
I'd better test you. Now, let's pretend I'm Mr. Forsythe.
Okay.
Have you heard the one about the dog who played the guitar and the cat who sang Listen to the Mockingbird?
Yes.
Liz.
A thousand times.
Liz.
It wasn't funny in the first place.
Now stop.
You tell it lousy.
Now that's enough.
Where's your horsey wife and your jerky son?
Now cut it out, Liz. I want to hear you laugh tonight.
Well, then you better sit close and tickle me.
Good dinner, Liz, girl.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. It's a wonderful dinner, Mrs. Cooper. It certainly was wonderful.
Well, thank you, Mr. Forsythe.
Yeah, well, hey, I just happened to think of a very funny story.
Well, here we go.
Oh, this one is a... The Jim Dandy is a real pipperoo. Say, have you heard the one about...
No, I haven't.
No, how
heard.
Did you go? But,
No, really, we haven't heard it.
Go ahead. But I haven't told you what it's about yet.
It doesn't matter. They haven't heard it.
They might have.
Want to bet? Is it about the dog who played the guitar and the cat who sang?
Yes.
They haven't heard it. Go ahead.
Well, it seems there was this dog. Dog, you see, and he played the guitar while a little cat sang,
Listen to the Mockingbird.
Yeah, yeah. You're sure you haven't heard this one?
No, and I'm dying to see how it comes out.
Oh, I can't stand it. Booking agency took him down to a theater manager. He was amazed, and he said, "That's amazing. Now, here's where it gets really good." The agent said, "Look, before you hire them, I think there's something you ought to know." Something in my throat. Have a glass of water, please. Miss Cooper? Liz!
Huh? Oh, that's very funny. Ventriloquist. It's a funny idea, isn't it, George?
Liz. Mr. Forsythe didn't finish the story. He asked for a glass of water.
Ooh.
You've ruined his story.
Oh, was that really the answer? It was just a wild guess.
No, that wasn't the answer.
It wasn't?
What? No. You see, the theater owner wanted to hire just the cat. But the agent said he can't work alone. Here's the twist. The dog makes all his arrangements.
Oh, that's what it is. Tell me, Mr. Forsythe, how's your family? Your cute little wife and your adorable son.
Oh, they're fine, Mrs. Cooper, although my son, Wally, is really having a very trying time right now.
Oh, what's wrong with the boy?
His first big formal dance is next week, you see, and it seems everybody in his crowd knows how to samba, but poor old Wally.
Oh, for goodness sake. Children worry about the silliest things, don't they? Doing the samba is so easy.
Do you know how to do the samba?
Oh, Liz is a wonderful samba dancer.
Oh, yes, I love to samba.
Well, Mrs. Cooper would be asking too much for you to teach Wally how to samba in time for the dance.
Well, I...
Oh, she'd love to.
She'll do it.
No, wait. Let's keep the sanity. Now, let's let Mrs. Cooper decide. After all, she's the one who has to do the teaching.
Well, Liz.
Gladly, she said, with the cold muzzle of a revolver at each temple.
Excellent. I'll send him over the very first thing in the morning.
Good. Mrs. Cooper, what are you doing dancing around the living room?
Oh, haven't you heard, Katie? I'm opening up a dance studio.
Huh?
Yes, all you need is 6 lessons with Liz Lazanga. My slogan is learn to samba with a red-hot numba. What are you talking about?
I'm giving a samba lesson this morning to the son of the new board member at the bank.
Oh, really? What's the boy like?
Well, all I know is he's painfully shy. Never takes his eyes off the ground.
No.
Yeah, the first time I saw him, I thought he was looking for cigarette butts.
Oh,
that must be Wally. I'll get it.
Well, good luck, Mrs. Cooper.
Oh, hello. How are you, Wally? You remember me. I'm Liz Cooper. Won't you come in? Well, let's go in the living room, shall we? Won't you sit down? Picked up any good cigarette butts lately? Wally, say something.
I think I'm gonna faint.
Now, Wally, your father said you wanted to learn to samba. Samba. We might as well begin. Suppose you watch me now. Now, this is a basic step. Now, watch my hips, see? Do you think you can do that? Well, why don't you say something?
I'm watching your hips.
Wally,
Look, the step is very simple. And this time, look at my feet. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da. Wally, you're still watching my hips.
I like them. They're different.
Different from what?
My hips.
Look, Wally, you saw how it goes. Why don't you see if you can do it?
Well, I'll try.
Good. Now, you try it alone first. Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Fine, fine. Only take smaller steps. Don't leap around so much. You'll be dancing with a girl, not an antelope.
It's kind of fun.
Well, it's really an easy step to do. I think maybe you've got it now. Suppose we try it together. I said, suppose we dance together.
You mean just the two of us?
Yes, that's the usual number.
Mrs. Cooper, I can't dance with you. You're a woman.
I know. My husband likes me this way.
I don't know.
Look, Wally, some people are men and some are women. They're made that way so they can dance together.
Hey, this is all right. Oh, I think I'm catching on. Oh, I'm sorry I stepped on your foot. You don't think it's broken, do you?
Oh, no, my shoe always bends under like this.
Well, if it isn't broken, we might as well go on dancing, huh? I'm beginning to like it.
Me too, Wally. I haven't had so much fun since I stepped on a rusty nail. On with the dance.
How'd the lesson go, dear?
Just peachy.
Hey, what are you doing?
Soaking these red blobs that used to be my feet. My legs look like a couple of thermometers.
Then Wally isn't exactly Arthur Murray.
George, Wally dances the samba like a kangaroo with hot coals in its pouch.
I'm sorry the kid gave you such a rough time, honey, but it was worth it. Mr. Forsythe came to my office this afternoon, gave me a cigar, and sat and talked for half an hour. He never done that before.
Well, I'm glad my arches didn't fall in vain.
Oh, he said Wally had a wonderful time and was absolutely thrilled, learning to samba.
Well, it's nice to know the dancing bear enjoyed himself.
Oh, he did. In fact, the dancing bear is coming over for another lesson tomorrow.
Oh, no. George, I can't do it. My feet are only human, you know.
But, Liz, it may mean a promotion. I'll say you'll do it for me, huh?
Well, all right, George. But believe me, these little piggies will never go to market again.
We find Liz in the unaccustomed role of dancing teacher. Right now, she's giving Wally Forsythe his second samba lesson. They're dancing not cheek to cheek, but shin to shin.
Oh, well, Wally, that was fine. You've improved a lot.
Gee, do you really think so, Mrs. Cooper?
I certainly do. We've been dancing for 5 minutes. You've only stepped on my feet 6 times.
It was real shrewd of you to wear Mr. Cooper's old football shoes.
Yeah, you don't get to my toes for 3 inches. Shall we try it once more?
Mrs. Cooper, before we try dancing again, I'd like to ask your advice about something.
Well, all right, Wally.
Maybe we'd better sit down.
And shall we sit here on the couch?
Well.
Oh, it's all right, Wally. I'll sit at one end and you can sit at the other.
Well.
We could put a pillow between us to make it proper.
Well.
I'll tell you what. I'll go upstairs and you call me on the downstairs phone.
No, it's all right, Mrs. Cooper. So we'll sit on the couch.
All right, now, Wally. What do you want advice about?
Oh, I know it sounds awful silly, but I'm in love.
You are, Wally?
Yeah, with a girl.
Well, you couldn't have made a better choice.
You see, she doesn't know it yet, Mrs. Cooper, and I wanted to ask you. Should I tell her or keep it to myself?
Of course you should tell her, Wally.
But, gee, you don't know how bashful I am, Mrs. Cooper. Even in school, when I want to leave the room, I don't hold up my hand. I climb out the window.
Well, it shouldn't be too difficult. Just take her by the hand and say, I love you.
Okay. Mrs. Cooper?
Yes?
Give me your hand.
What?
Mrs. Cooper, I love you.
Wally, there must be some mistake.
No mistake. I love you, Mrs. Cooper. Or, as I call you in my diary, Dreamboat.
Wally, you wrote that in your diary?
Yes, Mrs. Cooper. So when I got home last night, I crossed out nothing much happened today, and I wrote in, wow!
Say things like that. After all,
I know you're older than I am and you're married, but, well, I just can't help the way I feel. Frankly, Mrs. Cooper, I think you're just real gone.
Well, anyway, my feet are.
Hey, I hope you aren't mad at what I said, but honestly, you're the swellest person I've ever known. You're the only person who's ever been nice to me.
Oh, now, Wally, surely somebody else is nice to you. What about your father?
He acts like he doesn't even know me.
What makes you say that?
He always refers to me as, what's his name?
Wally, I'm very flattered that you think you're in love with me, but you must remember I'm married to George.
Gee, I forgot all about Mr. Cooper. Oh, you wouldn't mind leaving him, would you?
I wouldn't mind.
I thought not. Well, he's so old.
Old?
He must be way over 30.
Why, yes. Yes, that's right, Wally. George is old and kind of broken down, and he needs me.
Needs you?
Yes, he needs me to keep fresh batteries in his hearing aid. And I'm the one he calls when his mush is too hot. He's too weak to blow it himself.
Well, I should have known you'd be like this, loyal to the end. But if this is farewell, then could I kiss you goodbye?
Well, I...
Just one little kiss on the hand?
All right, Wally. What are we waiting for?
Where can I park my gum?
Don't bother parking it. We aren't going to be stopped that long.
Okay. Oh, you see, my kiss makes you cry out with passion, doesn't it?
No, your braces scratched me.
Can you believe it, Mr. Atterbury?
Tell us, Wally, what did Wally do there?
Well, then he took me by the hand and said, Mrs. Cooper, I love you.
Why, that little devil.
That's pretty funny. Imagine Wally being in love with you, Liz. Isn't that a scream?
Ha, ha.
Oh, now, Liz, you'll have to admit it's pretty hilarious.
Well, I'll admit I'm old enough to be his sister. Being in love with me is so funny. You fell in love with me once, you know.
Well, Liz, honey, I don't see why you're getting it.
Now, look, you two, it's all over, and Liz did a wonderful job. George, we're in solid with Forsythe, thanks to her.
Oh, it wasn't so much.
Oh, yes, it was. And to show my appreciation, I'm going to take you out on the town tonight, anywhere you want to go.
Oh, could we possibly go to the Starlight Roof?
Why not?
Oh, wonderful.
I have come back. I have to see you again, Mrs. Cooper.
Wally, what are you doing here?
Mr. Cooper, your wife and I love each other. Madly. And I want you to give her up. After all, you're old. Your hair is streaked with gray. Your face is all lined and saggy. And your stomach is...
I'm Mr. Atterbury! That's Mr. Cooper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Cooper, your wife and I love each other.
Don't we, Dreamboat?
Wally.
What, Dreamboat? Go away.
No, no. Stay here. Speak up. Blow your whistle, Dreamboat.
George, Mr. Atterbury, please.
I've decided to take you away, Mrs. Cooper. I can't leave you here.
A nursemaid to an empty shell of an old man. Wally.
Sometimes it's merciful to be cruel. Tell your husband what you said about him today.
Liz, what did you say about me?
Well, I...
Go ahead, don't be afraid.
Telling Dreamboat, Wally Forsythe, don't call me Dreamboat.
Anything you say, darling.
And don't call me darling.
Okay, I won't, dear.
And don't call me dear.
Try mother.
Mr. Cooper, why don't you step out and let your wife find the happiness she deserves? After all, you're an older man. You're more like her father.
The boy's right. Why don't you give her up, Dad? Liz, what did you tell this kid about me?
Well, it's all very simple, George. I explained to Wally about your age and how you need me. Understand, George? I explained how you're getting on in years, and now more than ever you need me.
It isn't fair to hold her. You can get somebody else to blow your mush.
She's right, Wally. I need her now more than ever. If Liz left, there'd be nobody here to knit my shawl. And when my rheumatism twists me in knots, who'd untie me?
See, Wally, he needs me. I can't leave him.
But Dreamboat, their mother. I mean, Mrs. Cooper. Well, what about me?
Very well. I'll go away. I'm going where there aren't any women.
You're going to join the Foreign Legion?
No, I'm going to join the YMCA.
Mrs. Cooper, as long as this is goodbye, may I kiss your hand?
Of course, Wally.
Oh, darn those braces. Farewell.
Oh, wasn't he sweet? George, why don't you ever kiss my hand?
Well, I would, kiddo, but I'm too old to bend over.
Never mind.
Well, now that Liz's grimy amours are out of the way, shall we go to the Starlight Room?
Oh, yes, Les. I better get dressed. Oh, George, we're finally going to the Starlight Room.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello. How are you, sir? Tonight? Well, Oh, yes. Yes, it'll be all right. I'll tell her. Goodbye.
Who was that, George?
Mr. Forsythe. He's on his way over here.
What on earth for?
Well, you did such a good job with Wally. Now, he wants to learn the samba.
Oh, no!
Starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rolick. Tonight's program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Favorite Husband has been presented through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Oh, well, I guess I can go home now.